A communication brought before Butte Silver Bow Council of Commissioners last Wednesday is pressing Chief Executive Dave Palmer to contact representatives of the EPA and schedule their appearance before council so that they may respond to claims that the west side soils have not been appropriately addressed as part of overall cleanup actions. The letter, submitted by District 6 Commissioner Jim Fisher, cites the fact that the west side soils have not been evaluated as a human health risk, raising serious concerns in the community. Commissioner Fisher spoke with me over the phone about why he felt it important to see EPA representatives face-to-face.
Well, we want to have EPA reps come before the council to answer the questions and concerns of our constituents in the community, because many people don't feel we're getting the proper cleanup that we deserve in Butte Silver Bow. After years and years of going through this, the west side soils are not being addressed, and the Montana poll, after 20 years, has come back that the $9 million they invested in trying to treat that is not working, and we feel there's still money left in the trust, and we should have that spent in our area to make it right.
The letter specifically references Council Resolution Number 15-24, which was unanimously adopted by the city-county government in 2015. The resolution calls for a comprehensive cleanup of Silver Bow Creek and asserts that the cleanup of soils in Butte Silver Bow is the top priority of the local government. Commissioner Fisher wants to see the chief executive and council explore a more proactive stance in Butte's interest when it comes to taking on regulatory agencies and potentially responsible parties.
It's very important that we apply a little bit of so-called pressure to the EPA and DEQ and possibly even ARCO BP to show them that, we are concerned about this and we would like this Superfund to be addressed in a public forum rather than have it in secret meetings, which a federal judge stated that's how it's going to be done. So I just feel that it's time right now to, once again, I'll state, unite our forces and get the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches together and show that we're a united force. And maybe down the road, if we don't get a response, there may be some type of action we have to take. We might have to take them to task on something like this if we don't feel we're getting the proper treatment.
The EPA has made a statement saying that evaluation and cleanup of west side soils will begin in the summer of 2018, but pressure from local government and the public may help in moving the agency to action.
It's just time for the federal government to step up to the plate and start paying a little more attention to what we've done and what we're suffering. Look at the dust in our community. We can never have economic development in Butte Silver Bow until we get the Superfund on the road behind us. And we're at a big crossroads right now, and we're just looking forward to maybe get this behind us.
Commissioner Fisher has extended an invitation to anyone in the community that would like to share personal concerns regarding cleanup in Butte at this week's council meeting, October 25th at 7:30 p.m. These meetings are broadcast here on 102.5 every Wednesday. For KVMF, I'm Daniel Hogan.